Recently, my family have been mad at each other and arguing because of my sister-in-law making lie about their family. Just because she wants to live alone with my brother and nephew. I'm interviewing my bestie Kirantia and we will discuss this matter. How did you feel when you first heard my family in the background shouting?
Well, I felt like scared because I didn't know what happened, and it was strange, and like, I don't know what happened to you because like anything could have happened to you, and like, I thought your family was like, at first, like, I don't know, like, a family, and they're not like a family, they're like, always yelling at each other, so like, yeah, it was pretty, intense to hear shouting.
Do you think they are more than my sister-in-law wanting to live alone with my brother, her husband?
Well, I think there is, because like, she kind of has, like, not much of a Bengali mind, because, Americans, they want to live, like, separate with their families, like, you have your mom and dad, they're in a different house, and then you and your family in a different house, and for you, your family, it's not like that, it's, like, all of you in one house, and, like, I think she kind of, when she moved here, she kind of latched on more to an American mind, and that, yeah, she's, like, now wanting to have that.
But she has a sister in Bangladesh, she do same thing too.
Okay, so then, and that she's living with you around her family, that perhaps she wants your family separated from her family just because you guys aren't like her. And thing.
How do you see things differently about me since you found out more of what happened to my family?
I see more of you, like, who you are towards your family, who they think you are, like, sort of like more of an identity revealer. And like, I think of you, now that I know your family, like, as like, more like loudish kind of and like stuff like that, because like before, like I ever went to your family's house, you were still kind of like in your shyness when you were in school, and like you'd just always be to yourself, and then like with me, not so much, but still you'd be like that, and like, yeah, it was just like when I came home you weren't like that, so kind of got to know more who you were, and even though I couldn't understand what you were saying to your family, I still could. No, like, yeah. Kind of-ish.
When you came over my house, could you understand what's going on then?
Sort of, I could. Because, like, when your family, your sister-in-law asks one of your nephews to, like, do something, and then, like, I don't know, it was, like, pass me the remote, and then, like, you know, she had passed him the remote. So I could understand that somewhat. But then I could also, like, look at your faces and, like, kind of how you guys were, like, talking to each other. Like, the way you were talking to each other. Like, I don't know, your mom and dad. Well, not dad, I didn't see him. But your mom and, like, sisters. Like, how they were talking. Like, they kind of talked, like, kind of, like fast. Which is true. Because you heard you talk fast like that. And your face affections are just, like, I don't know, like, kind of-ish angry. Or, like, tired, I don't know. And then, like, just, like, the way your mom was, like, staring at me when I was sitting on the couch with you, it was just kind of, like, I don't know, like, weird. And, like, yeah.
Okay.
So I knew there was something going on, but I couldn't really tell what it was. Mm-hmm. But there was something.
Like, you in my house. That's why she looking like that.
Yeah.
Why do you think my mom thinks I have my sister-in-law to disrespect them?
Well, I mean, because you're, like, basically the only one that talks to her. And, like, yeah. So, Because the fact that you talk to her and they don't, like, they wonder what you guys talk about. And, yeah, perhaps one day when, like, you're not, like, with your sister-in-law and, like, they're around and you talk to them, then they kind of gain more trust in you that you don't really talk that much to her about things going around. So, like, I don't know, maybe it's a lack of trust your parents have against you, and, yeah, like, they should trust you more, but, yeah.
How do you feel about my family?
I feel your family, they are kind of, like, too traditional, and, like, they, like, what things that they think should happen, like, yeah. I think they're traditional because, like, number one, they, like, want you to get married pretty young, like, straight after you leave high school, or even now, like, I don't know, but they're not letting that happen, but they were. So, like, that is, like, kind of, like, you know, sad. And, like, another thing is, like, I adore your culture, because I find it really cute, and, like, yeah, so, your family, they kind of are still in their culture, and they tend to, like, make it the bad out of it, not to be mean, but, like, if you don't obey something in your culture, they tend to get upset, and it's true, because, like, Rifa, who's also Bengali, like, her parents, they're kind of Americanized, but not really. They still carry the culture with them. And so, like, yeah. So, it could be, like, a little bit more, like, nice about things. But, you know, they're, like, not really. So, yeah.
Tell me about how you would have dealt with this situation.
Well, I would have dealt with the situation by, like, you know, just keeping to myself. Because, like, I'm with me, it's my life, and so I would just, like, be with me and, like, separate myself from things that I don't like, such as shouting and my family arguing with me, which I'm not arguing with them, but just responding short answers or whatever. But, yeah, I would totally just, like, go to my room, do the things that I like, and just totally block them out in some way that they can't, that I can't hear them. And, like, if they ask me what's, like, why aren't you doing this, then, like, I just, well, you know, respond shortly and tell them the exact point of why I'm not. Yeah, if they're just, like, not liking it and whatever, then too bad. I'm gonna be out this house in, like, 3 years, so I don't care. So, yeah. So, I'm just gonna remain me until the day I am, like, not in that whole place where I can't be me. So, yeah, just wait. I would just wait until things are better.
How do you think I can help the situation become better?
Like, you can, for one. Somehow, like, catch your sister lying on the dot, like, your parents, when they're around, and, like, your sister's telling you something that your parents know is not true, but your sister is talking about it, and so, when she's talking to you about it, like, you can somehow get your parents around you and her while you're talking, and yeah, the catcher, like, just, you know, catching the person doing bad, like, while they're doing that, so you can have proof. And, like, you can also, like, I know your mom and dad are going to Bangladesh for, like, a while, like, in April. Like, I think things would be much better like that, because it would just be you, your sister-in-law, and your brother, and your nephew, just in a house. So, like, you four can, like, establish, like, kind of a, like, connection between you guys, like, trying, like, finding out who you are, guys, at more to each other. like, I don't know, like, you can talk to your brother more. Like, talk to him about the things that you can't normally when your parents are around. And your sister-in-law, too. And your nephew, too. So, you know, like, just, like, bond with them and stuff. So they can figure out who you are and who they are to you. So, yeah.
And last question for you. Do you think one day my family will be at peace?
Perhaps. Like, when they, get older. Or when you get older, I meant. And, like, they realize how much well you've done and things like that. I don't know. Perhaps they will start realizing what amazing daughter they have. And then, like, when, after, like, they start coming to their senses about things, because maybe things will happen. Maybe they will miss you from being in college, and they'll just be like, thinking how life was when they had you, and sort of how terrible they treated you, and like, yeah. And so they'll start to feel bad, and like, yeah, they just realize what they are. And then when you come back, then they might, you know, change, and then. Yeah. So they might be peace then. I mean, if you come back, I don't know. So. Or if they, like, don't like you, then I don't know. So, yeah. It depends on what they think when you're gone. Your reactions and crap. Yar.
From the interview, you have heard reasons why my family is the way they are. Thank you for listening and have a great life.
First of all, first ball, I'm going to try. And I'm going to take a bowling like the heavy boy.